Okay, good afternoon, everyone, and happy Thanksgiving in advance. We have a brief agenda this afternoon. It's just to take up the tabled motion from last week. So we had a motion and a second. We had some discussion regarding the nomination of Jonathan Berry to be executive secretary. Is there any further discussion on that?
Well, this is Doug. In order to follow Robert's rules, I'll make a motion that we take that motion off the table so we can discuss it.
Okay. Thank you. And then proceeding forward then, I'll second that motion, I guess. I've got to follow the rules here, too. I'll second that motion. Then we can go ahead and proceed. Any other discussion regarding the motion that's now been...
I don't mean to be picky, but we should probably vote on that.
Okay. All right. All in favor of taking the motion off the table?
Aye, Doug.
Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt, I guess.
Okay. All right. Then we can proceed. And any other discussion relating to this motion?
Well, this is Doug. I made the motion, so very briefly... I looked at the additional resume that came in, and I reviewed a couple of the other more recent ones, and I still have not changed my opinion, so I would still support the motion that I made at the last meeting. Thank you.
This is Matt. Obviously, before we left the last meeting, the two of you were ready to vote on Jonathan Berry. I've since used the opportunity to at least talk with him because I had not previously spoken to him about this position. I definitely found him to be a knowledgeable and, you know, smart guy that, you know, has been around and has got, you know, quite an extensive resume. So I don't know if he's necessarily where I was originally going with my thoughts on this. I think obviously I've been kind of, you know, and you go back in our meetings, I've always been one pushing for reforms, and I'm optimistic that Jonathan might want to do that. I think all of us have the same goal here, to make more money to give it to the schools, and, you know, I think we just got to look at all options. And I think our agency is a small one, but it has an important role, and I just hope that we continue to look at ways to make more money and not just be blinded by, you know, we've done this in the past and we're going to continue to do it. So the other people I would be willing to support, I don't think you two are going to support today. So, I mean, the gentleman that I just sent was a Pewaukee school board member and many-year, CPA, very, very impressive, and he said he could do it part-time, which... I don't know if that's even something you two are looking for, but I don't know if it's worth nominating him if we're ultimately, you know, the two votes are already there for Jonathan, so.
Okay. Any other discussion? Then, hearing none, I will call for the vote. All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
And this is Matt. I'm only because I don't know yet for sure, but I'm optimistic. You know, from our conversations, but for now I'm going to abstain on voting in favor, so I'll just abstain.
Okay. Then the motion carries, and
I didn't hear Matt's vote.
I'm going to abstain right now. And
oh, okay, I got it.
I don't know enough on Jonathan. I like our conversations, but I'm...
No problem. I just didn't hear it quite right. So
I know the conference calls are tough sometimes, so.
Yep, okay. Thank you.
All right. That was the sole order of business we have, so we're back up for our meeting next week.
Make a motion to adjourn, I'd ask the question, Brad, have you had any discussions with Jonathan about when he would be interested, when he could start?
I haven't, and we also are going to need to take up his salary issue. But we had to get this first step, so I'll have that discussion with him now. And
haven't discussed salary as of yet?
I have had some discussions with him. We don't have specifically on the agenda this week, so I'm concerned about having that discussion without posting it.
I see. Okay.
So I'll get that added to the agenda for next week. And actually, Tom and I talked this morning about the agenda, and I didn't think of this then. Tom and Vicki, could we add that to the agenda for next week, discussion of executive secretary salary, please?
You bet.
This is
Matt. And then, obviously, I mean, I don't mean to tell you your job, but you probably should get some feel for him as to what he would be asking before that we have that discussion, so we can decide if we can agree to that.
I agree with you, and I have had that discussion with him. He is taking a pay cut to come. If he can't, actually, any way you look at it, it's going to be a pay cut to come here. So we've had some discussions about where he'd like to land.
Okay, well, I presume you will notify him of our decision and welcome him on our behalf.
I will.
Hey, Brad.
Great. Thank you, Brad.
I don't know. I can't imagine we have too much besides loans and stuff on Tuesday. I'm going to be possibly traveling. I should be available for the 2 o'clock call. I might not even be in the state though. So I doubt there's much else on there big. I mentioned it to Vicky that there was something major on there. I was hoping we could delay it, but I mean, there's nothing. What we've talked about now doesn't seem too big of a deal.
We can reschedule that, of course.
No,
so,
we can reschedule it. I can make the call. I don't think we have anything big on there. I just was hoping if there was a major, like for example, hiring somebody, that would be major. There's nothing major on it. I can easily call in, no problem.
Okay.
Alrighty. In that case, I was going to make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second the motion.
All right. Thank you, everybody, and have a great Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you next week.
We didn't vote.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor of adjourning, say aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Brad. I spent too many years in the state Senate following Robert Rules of Order. Thank you. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. All right, we've got the ayes in, I think. Take care,
yep,
everyone.
Aye, aye. Bye-bye.